Number 92 from September 2008, Overcoming Obstacles. I've been losing sleep lately. It's not for some great reason, such as I've been worried about certain church members or that I've been working on sermons long into the night. No, I've simply been staying up too late to watch the Beijing Olympics. As an old swimmer and lifeguard, the swimming competition has just been riveting to me. I've not been able to stop myself from watching Michael Phelps on his unprecedented quest for 8 gold medals in one Olympics. What he has accomplished is magnificent, and the humility he displayed was even better. I really enjoyed the interview that was done with Michael and his mother after the swimming was all done. It was revealed that Michael had some challenges as a youngster. He has ADHD, which is attention deficit / hyperactivity disorder. Michael's mother found that swimming was a way to set some parameters for him, and it actually helped him to focus and do better in his life. He also was a gawky, awkward youth and did not look like a great athlete should look. His legs were too short and his body was too long. He was double-jointed and had a huge wingspan with his long arms. Another challenge was that other kids picked on him, as children often do when they are trying to dump their own shame issues onto somebody else. He had his hat thrown out the bus window and his ears flicked and things like that. He was made fun of and taunted. The remarkable thing is that with all these challenges, Michael didn't pack it in and give up and try to fit in with everybody else. He went his own way, found something that gave him joy, and became excellent at it. Now some of those same kids who made fun of him want to be his big buddy and pretend that they were really always on his side. Michael just tells them that he is sorry, but he just doesn't remember them. Apparently living well is the best revenge. Michael doesn't seem vengeful, however. He kind of reminds me of the Apostle Paul when Paul said that he didn't consider the sufferings of the present time to be even worthy of comparison with the joy that awaits us at the end when we will be with God and everything will be perfect. I think if we could ask either Michael or St. Paul if it was all worth it, the struggle, the doubt, and the pain, they would say it certainly was worth it. St. Paul had his thorn in the flesh, as did Michael Phelps, but neither of them let that be an impediment to greatness in their respective arenas. Michael's long torso and double-jointed body and ability to feel comfort in the boundaries of the pool led him to be the perfect swimming machine. He did not try to be like everybody else. He just found his niche and became unique. He didn't give excuses. He just dug in and worked harder. Too many times when we are young, our need to belong and fit in makes us try to be carbon copies of others, especially those who are most popular. That is why drugs are so attractive to young people, because it brings instant acceptance in the peer group. It is also why you see so many teenagers wearing weird haircuts and bizarre clothing. They tell you that they are just expressing their individuality. And then you see a dozen more teenagers trying to be individuals that look exactly the same as they do. Many times, that which makes us different is that which makes us great. God decided to create no two of us alike, and we lose our way when we don't recognize that what is special and different about ourselves is what makes us able to utilize it for good. We all have worth and are special in God's eyes, just as Michael was special in his mother's eyes and in his coach's eyes. My hat is off to 23-year-old Michael Phelps, who inspires me to excellence and helps me to remember to be who I am and not somebody else. My despair over the future of America has lifted. I feel pretty good about the future with young people like Michael around. Praise God.